This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of hundred companies signed a letter this week asking Congress to pass permanent paid family and medical leave, one of the critical solutions to our nation's economic recovery, they called it. You might not remember this, but right about this time last year, we were all busy doing other things, dealing with a pandemic. But this time last year, Congress did pass a law requiring a lot of businesses to offer 2 weeks of paid sick leave, 12 weeks of paid family leave for virus-related reasons. That, though, was temporary. Marketplace's Samantha Field looked into why businesses want government-sponsored family leave to be made permanent now.
One of the lines in the letter to Congress says, in short, paid leave is good for business. And it has been good for the multinational alcohol company Diageo, says HR executive Laura Watt.
It can help us attract great talent, and it really helps with retention.
2 years ago, Watt says, Diageo started offering 6 months of paid leave to all new parents.
And the feedback I got, people were just, they could not believe that we were being so progressive. They were talking about it to family, to friends, and it creates a huge amount of pride and loyalty to the organization.
Having federally mandated paid leave would help companies like Diageo that already offer it, and those that don't, says Annie Sarter at the advocacy organization Paid Leave for the U.S.
Big businesses support a federal policy because they know that it helps subsidize the cost of paid leave. So they embrace it. For small businesses, it helps them compete.
Over the past year, corporate support for family and medical leave has been building, says Vicky Shabo at New America.
We can no longer pretend that what happens at home is separate from what happens in our working lives.
Nearly 3 million women have dropped out of the labor market during the pandemic, and many are women of color.
This is a critical gender justice issue, a racial justice issue, and it would help bring women back into the workforce.
Shabo says paid leave is something Congress could make permanent as part of the next recovery package. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.